All right, this is Paul Proteus with another episode of Keep It 100 in the ongoing series, Why You Don't Have a Man. And in this episode, we're going to talk about your damn dog. Now, I'm just going to say it straight off the top, and it will probably piss some people off, but well, fuck it. I'll just say it. A dog is man's best friend. He ain't woman's best friend. He ain't children's best friend. He's man's best friend. And that's because, generally speaking, as men, we accept dogs. And we accept the nature of a dog. We know that a dog is going to sniff some ass. He's going to eat some shit. He's going to lick his nuts. And that's just part of being a dog. And that's the way it is. And I think it's also because a dog gets to do things that a man could only dream of doing. You know, I mean, when a dog is horny, he'll hump anybody's leg. And as a man, we don't really get embarrassed by that. It's just the way it is. That's a dog. You take a dog for a half an hour walk, he'll mark his territory 15 times. He'll howl, he'll bark, he'll chase his own tail, whatever. The dog wants to be a dog. And men love and respect the nature of dogs. Now, I had some friends. They had a Jack Russell. And this dog did not pee in the standard way that male dogs do by raising one leg. What this dog actually did, this dog did a handstand, I guess a paw stand. So it would do a paw stand and it would bend its butt backwards until it was past its head, and then it would pee, and the pee would arc over the dog. And the dog wouldn't get a drop on it. Now, I had to dog sit the dog, and I didn't try to change the dog. Why? Because, number one, I respected the dog's technique. That's the way the dog pees? Cool. I have no problem with that. But second, the dog was peeing standing up in a more acrobatic way than I could actually pull off. And I had to respect that. I really did. So, I think part of the problem is, for some of you ladies with your dog, you don't want to accept the dog's natural nature. What you want is for the dog to be like your girlfriends and just empathize with whatever you're going through and just feel what you're feeling. Which, if you're perfectly normal and sane, I think that's cool. I think that works out really, really well. But if you're a hot mess, you're a big bowl of wrong, you're chewing on antipsychotics by the handful, you're a binge-drinking anorexic, you're making your dog crazy, and the dog knows it, and everybody else knows it, okay? You got to let the dog be a dog and be his version of a dog. But some of you don't want that. Now, the first type of dog I'm going to get into is the divorce dog. You got the dog in the divorce, but you didn't want the dog. The reason you wanted the dog was because the dog made the dude happy. And during the course of the breakup, you weren't going to do anything that was going to make him happy. And in fact, if not getting the dog was going to destroy him, then you were more than willing to do that. Now, the problem with it basically is this. Because you didn't really want the dog, you treat the dog like crap. And the dog is miserable. Worse yet, the dog misses the man. And some of you even have a jealous streak where you don't even want to take the dog to see the man because it makes you feel badly to see the dog happy to see the man. And I mean, all I'm going to say to that is, if you don't want the goddamn dog, then give it back to the dude. Especially if the dog had a better relationship with the dude to begin with. This has been Paul Proteus with another episode of Why You Don't Have a Man. I'll see you next time, and don't forget to hit the like and subscribe buttons.